I'm standing in front of you right now with my arms spread wide. You say you want me, here I am. Here I am in all my fullness. Just walk toward me. Walk toward me. Let me open up your spiritual eyes so you can see me standing there. I am here. I am truly among my people. I love you desperately. And I want you to just want me like I just want you. My arms are spread. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? I'm waiting. Will you come? I just see Jesus standing up in the altar with his arms stretched to heaven. And he has a long white robe on. Long brown hair. He's just smiling and he's saying, will you come? Will you come? Come into my open arms. Come and let me refresh you right now. Come into my very presence. Know that I'm God. Know that I am your Father and I care for you abundantly. Let me refresh you right now. Let me give you new strength, new vitality. Let me give you all that you have need of right this second. Don't be concerned about what others around about you are doing. It's you that I am calling. It's you that my arms are open wide for. Come. Come into those arms. Feel my heart. Feel my heart for you. That's my love that's beating. My love for you. My everlasting love that will never ever fail you. I want you more than you want me. And I'm calling you, I'm beckoning you this night to come into my arms that are spread wide and receive all that I have for you. This is a night to remember. This is a night when the circumstances in your life fade away. It is just you and I. It's just you and I. The world is closed out. It's just you and I. Feel my heart. I see your tears of love and devotion. Now you feel my heart. I am in your midst. I am here every service, but tonight is a special time between you and I. Tonight is when deep is calling unto deep. Strength is calling unto strength. Love is calling unto love. Come. Come with all your emotions. Come with all your doubts and your fears. Just come as you are. And let me change and rearrange. Press through. Press through. Just keep pressing through. I'm taking you on a journey tonight. I'm taking you to a place you have never been to before. Keep pressing through. Don't allow any hindrance tonight. It's just you and I. Just you and I. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I'm opening up the windows of heaven tonight over you. You have free access into my kingdom. You can come and go as you please. No hindrance. No longer can the enemy hold you back. I've cut every cord that had you bound. Freedom tonight for my people. Freedom from all the cares of this world. Freedom. You've been crying out, God, set me free. Your freedom's here right now. all those things that held you back all these years. I'm severing every cord. I'm taking the shackles away, and I'm setting you free. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You will share my gospel with a new peace, a new vigor. You will share my gospel to the rich and the poor. You will share my gospel like you've never shared it before, because tonight I'm opening up my gospel to you like never before. And you will see things you've never seen before, because you know my heart. Tonight our two hearts beat as one. You are just always one heartbeat away from your Father in heaven. I am constantly looking down upon you, constantly listening for your voice. I recognize your voice, you know, with all the billions of voices around there, I recognize your voice. Each voice is unique and different. Each voice has a new sound. I know your sound. I hear you when you plead. I hear you when you rejoice. Oh, and I see you when you cry. And I'm with you in all areas of your life. Come, abide under the shadow of the Almighty right now. Understand that I am the author and finisher of your life. Understand that I brought you forth. The enemy had no part of this. Each one of you in here tonight, you are totally mine. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. It doesn't matter what the enemy tells you. I am telling you the truth. I called each one of you. Some of you I had to pull out of the fire, but pull out of the fire I did. And I brought you forth for such a time as this. Look around about you. You don't see fancy clothes. You don't see furs or diamonds. What you see is pure holiness. What you see is a group of people who love me with all of their heart. You have joined the army. You have come up hither this night, and you are now in my arms that are open wide. All the fullness of heaven belongs to you. Whatever I have is now yours. Each trial, each temptation, each test that you had to go through to come to this place, you passed. Some of you with flying colors, and some of you just made it, but you at least passed. And now, this night, you are in my open arms, and you are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Father. Where in my word does this ever say that I throw my sheep away? I don't do that. When you are wounded, I pick you up and I carry you. When you cry, I kiss your tears away. When you rejoice, I rejoice with you. After all, I am your Father. And I look down upon you and say, look, look what I created. A perfect vessel of honor that I can work through. And each one of you are a perfect vessel of honor. I see all your little quirks. I see that some of you have a crack here and a crack there. But I still can use you. I intend to use you. You are now part of the end time army that will bring in the end time harvest. And you will do it with joy. You will do it with dancing and rejoicing. And you will say, come with me and go into the house of the Lord. And they will come. They will come rejoicing with you because they need joy. They need unthinkable joy. The enemy has stolen and stolen and stolen. But you, my children, tonight you are secure in my arms, and I am holding you, and the enemy cannot come near you. You see, I orchestrated this night. I knew exactly what I needed to do this night. And it is being done right now. I am completing the works that I started within you. And all those questions you had, you will now have all the answers. You will now be able to lead my people by the still waters. You will rejoice in me. Oh, you'll be like Paul and Silas. You won't care if you're in stocks and bonds, because you know that your Father liveth within inside of you. You know that my arms are wrapped around about you, and you're being held close to my bosom. And that's all that matters. That your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You see, children, I want you to rejoice here on this earth. I want you to rejoice as rejoicing is taking place in heaven. I want the darkness to see the rejoicing in the light. And when the darkness sees the rejoicing, it disappears because it cannot stand joy. Cannot stand joy. Cannot stand joy. Thank you, Father. Did you hear that? When he has you down for the count, start praising. Just start praising. He will flee because he cannot stand joy. Okay, here's another thing. I have opened the portals of heaven, and I am pouring out blessings that you will not be able to contain. All those wonderful things I have promised you are now being poured out upon you. And I tell you, the end is better than the beginning, and you shall surely rejoice. You will come rejoicing, and you will tell all that you meet about the Father and his promises, that they are yes and they are amen, and that they have nothing to fear, because in me, children, there is no fear. There's perfect confidence that all is well. All is well. Your shepherd has been asking me today, Father, what's wrong with me? Why can't I get serious? Why do I go into the house of the Lord and crack jokes and laugh? And it's because I had to set the scene for tonight. I wanted you to come forth with new vitality in your mind. Your mind has been bogged down by the things of this world. But I had to clear your mind tonight. Glenn, clear your mind. I did. I just threw everything out that's not of me. And your mind is now the mind of Christ. Never again to carry the garbage of the world. Different. Yes, you will feel different. Out of place. Yes, you will feel out of place with the rest of the world now, because you are no longer part of the world. You are now secured, anchored in heavenly places with me. My son is surely rejoicing tonight. He knew this day was coming, and he could hardly wait for it to come. And it's here. It's here. Thank you for rejoicing this morning, and thank you for rejoicing tonight. Just thank you for wanting me more than anything else in this world. You see, I know the thoughts, and I know how you struggle in your minds. And I am well pleased with each one of you that you did not give up, but you kept pushing forward to the prize of the high calling. And I say to each one of you tonight, well done, my good and faithful servants. Enter into your rest. Enter into your rest. The banquet table is set, and you have a plate at that table. Come and dine with me all the time. Just come and dine. Your invitation is here tonight. It's an open invitation, and you can come anytime you wish to come and dine at my banquet table. Sit at my feet. Be mentored by me. Ah, when I mentor you, it's different than anyone in the world can, because my glory fills the temple, and my words ring true, and the enemy cannot snatch them away. Oh, I see how thirsty you are. I see how dry you are. And as the deer panteth for the water, so your soul has been panting after me. And I say right now, come and drink from the wellspring of living waters. Come. Come and drink. Ah, the wellsprings of living waters are overflowing. You cannot drink it dry. Just drink and drink and drink, and then drink again and again and again. Do you know that right now the angels are in this room, and they are actually singing and rejoicing over you? Oh, they were anticipating this all day. They couldn't wait. They just couldn't wait for this to take place. They're excited. They're so excited because now you are ready to see them face to face. You are ready for their visitations in your rooms, in your car, in your backyard, wherever you might be. They know they can now come. The territory is wide open around about you for heavenly visitations. Come, let you and I swing on the swing right now. Some of you get on the trampoline with me. Some of you get on the seesaw. I want to play with you tonight. I want to be a father to you. I want to be a parent right now and do the things that parents do with their children. Oh, I love you so desperately, so completely. Give me all your cares right now. Some of you are still carrying some cares. Give them to me right now. Let me take them. Let me take them. I want to free you up so you can play. All the stiffness that was in you, I am taking out of you now. You'll be able to play. You'll be able to dance and sing and rejoice. When you meet your brothers and sisters, it will be with a holy hug. And you will be excited to see your brothers and your sisters and the Lord. And you will laugh together. Sometimes you cry together. But right now in this season, there's going to be more laughter than there is sorrow. Yes, sorrows will come, but they will be so few and far between. And they won't hit you between the eyes like they used to, because my joy has sprung up this night, and you are now changed and rearranged. You are now vessels of honor that I can work through. Tell me something. Where would you be without me tonight? I was with you through thick and thin. I held your hand. And when you didn't know I was there in the middle of your sin, I was standing beside you, keeping you safe from all harm. I do love you. I see all things and I know all things. And oh, how I love you. I knew you weren't going to be perfect when I placed you on this earth. There's no one perfect. You just strive for that perfection. You strive for it every day. Until one day, you quit striving. And you just be. You just be who you are. Because you are secure in my arms. Those arms that you ran into tonight, you will feel secure in those arms. And you will know that no one, absolutely no one, can take away from you what you received tonight. I am the Lord God Almighty, and I fail you not, and I am with you, I promise. I am with you. Even when the enemy comes in like a flood, I am already there. I am with you. You are marching to a different drumbeat from this night forth. No longer will the world be mixed in with my holiness. And you will march. And you will sing and you will dance. And you will rejoice like you've never rejoiced before. Oh, and when the enemy comes at you through your loved ones, you'll just smile. Because you know that I'm in control. And I will vindicate, and I will bring forth the truth. And you'll be like my son Jesus. You'll just march on, just walk through the crowds as if they weren't even there. Because you know that you are secure tonight in my everlasting arms. I am here every service. I am here watching over you. I see every desire. I see every hurt. I see all the pain and the anguish in you sometimes. But I am here. And I am watching over you. And I am changing and rearranging. And I brought you to this second. This is what this has all been about. Getting to this place in me. There's no space for the world, because you're engulfed in my bosom. Some of you will have to stand back and just take a deep breath and say, wow, I didn't know that you were so wonderful, Father. I didn't know that you loved me that much. But you know that now, and you're never forget it. The enemy won't be able to steal it from you. When he says, well, where's your God at right now? You'll say the same place he was before this happened. Right here in front of me, holding me tight to his bosom, fighting my battles for me. Thank you. Remember, the banner over you is love. Pure, unadulterated love. I love you with your warts and all. I know all about you. And this is what love does. It loves with you with the imperfections. It does not look at the imperfections. It looks at the heart. And it just loves. My children, weep no more. Rachel wept over her children, but weep no more. Rejoice from this day forward. Just rejoice knowing that I have given you a promise, and I am bringing that promise to pass. You are never a burden to me. My ears are always open for the sound of your voice. Never think I'm too busy to talk to you, because that is not so. I stand over you tonight as a banner of love, as a father who loves his children, as a father who will never allow you to be forsaken, ever. Some of you are wanting to be cemented in me, so I am cementing you in me this night. And the winds of adversity will never be able to blow you away. But you will be a strong tower that others can run into. And you will withstand the winds of the adversary. You will not be blown off course because you are cemented in me. You stand upon a solid rock tonight, and that solid rock is my son Jesus. Right now, Jesus is just disappearing. I no longer see him standing here in the altar. But he's still ministering to you through his holy angels, his Holy Spirit. Thank you. Children, tonight I took the blinders off of you. The enemy has kept you blindsided long enough. I have removed every blinder. You will no longer be blind to the wiles of the enemy. You will know exactly what he's trying to do. And you will rejoice, because you know you already have the victory. God said he wants you to climb Jacob's ladder tonight. Climb high into the heavenly places. Desire to sit in heavenly places. No longer desire the things of this world. He said the floodgates of heaven have been opened wide tonight. Every blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob came through those floodgates. You no longer have to fear. Just trust and obey. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know. Thank you, Father. And I hear God say, children, anticipate another great visitation. Because I have another visitation that I'm going to do with you all. I can't give it all to you at one time. You wouldn't be able to comprehend it all. So I'm going to give you the visitations a little at a time. From this moment forward, my glory will fill this temple. My glory will bring with it signs, wonders, and miracles. You have to understand, children, sometimes the signs, wonders, and miracles are here, but you're looking for the signs, wonders, and miracles in a different fashion. Start looking around about you. Start looking into your own heart and see the signs, wonders, and miracles that are occurring around you in other people's lives and also with inside of yourself. And I'm hearing God say that some of you are on a timeline and you're lagging behind, and He needs you to get to where you should be quickly so that your timeline does not disappear. In other words, what you were supposed to do, you won't do. You have to stay in sync with me, children. You cannot walk your own walk. You have to stay in sync with me to stay in your timeline. Thank you, Father. And God's also saying, as Moses was a glory carrier, some of you in here tonight are appointed to be glory carriers. And wherever you go, the glory fires will start. And the flame will be lit all over the land. God says, so quit despairing. Because I have foreordained who will be glory carriers. And I've also foreordained what those glory carriers will be doing for my kingdom. Do not despise small beginnings. Everybody starts out small. But then I say to you, enlarge your tent pegs. Spread them out wide. I am increasing your works. Be prepared for this great anointing for increase of your ministry. Thank you. And God said, you're going to have more people than you can handle. Because that He will send you helpers. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Father. Yeah. God said, right now, And I see this. The angels are walking through you people. And they're stepping over you. They're walking in the midst of you people. He said, why is this happening? You'll feel the presence of them wherever you go after this night. You'll know that an angel is walking with you. And sometimes you'll turn around and bump into them. They'll walk that closely with you to keep you safe from all harm. Thank you, Father. And God's also saying that some of you need to be careful of when you say, God, speak to me. Make sure you're someplace where you can write down what he's saying, because he's going to speak volumes to you. It just won't be a one-liner, but it'll be volumes. And some of you will write books because with what he tells you. And others, it'll be sermons that you will give. Then others, it will be a word for the nations, a word of warning about what is coming upon the land. But always be prepared to write down what God is saying. I'm even seeing in the spirit realm where some of you are the angels with you, they're going to start nudging you because you just seem to sort of stop and you're going to feel like they're pushing you, and they are. They're nudging you, saying, keep going, don't stop. This is not the place to stop, just keep going. There's more to do. Thank you, Jesus. And God said, have reverence. Have reverence for the heavenly kingdom.